Hello, welcome to 5 minutes with Better Hoth English. My name's Andrew and I'm here with Chris. Hi Chris.
Hi Andrew.
Today and this week we're going to talk about weather online. We're going to do our podcast today on the Monday, and then with our Facebook updates and things in our Twitter stream, we are going to give you some helpful vocabulary, phrases and different ideas about weather. We hope that will be helpful to you. So Chris, just starting off, what do you prefer, hot weather or cold weather?
Oh, it's such a difficult one because, you know, it's difficult to think about, do you mean really hot and really cold, which is worse?
Yes.
Or do you mean quite hot, quite cold?
Yes.
If we're going for quite hot, quite cold, I prefer quite hot.
Yes.
But when we're getting into the parts where it's too hot or too cold, I prefer too cold.
Okay.
Because I find it easier to warm up when it's too cold.
Yes.
Than to cool down when it's too hot.
Okay. So let's talk numbers here, Chris. Okay. What is too hot for you?
I think probably above 40. Probably the high 30s, I'm thinking.
High 30s, I've done a couple of summers now in Badajoz.
Mm.
I think once it gets above 38, I struggle. And it's the night time. It's the sleeping that's difficult for me. And I don't enjoy it. I'm becoming more accustomed
to getting used to it.
Yeah, I'm getting used to the more hot weather. But once it goes above 38, when it's sweltering, boiling, sticky,
humid,
I don't like it. But you've experienced some pretty extreme cold in your previous country. Where was that and how cold was it, Chris?
Well, I was in the Ukraine before,
and
the coldest I ever had was minus 28.
Minus 28, that is absolutely freezing.
It's below absolutely freezing.
Yes. So how do you cope? How do you live?
Oh boy. So I noticed that, you know, when you get to certain temperatures aren't as bad as you think.
Okay.
You can keep going out when it's minus 25 even.
Wow.
And you know, we would go out with we'd have thermal layers on. You'd have thick trousers, two pairs of socks, boots because of the ice on the floor, a t-shirt,
yes,
probably a second t-shirt, a warm jumper, and then a big coat with big thick gloves, hat and scarf. And you need all of those when you went out. And below minus 20 you don't spend a lot of time outside. Minus 10, you can go outside for a while. You can walk, if you're walking around, it's not so bad.
Yes.
But when it's sort of minus 25, it hurts when you're outside on your face.
That sorts the men out from the boys, as they say. Yes, wow, that is extremely cold.
But inside we were all very warm in the winter, and we had our heating on full blast, and it was fine.
Yes,
you just don't stay outside.
Yes.
What's the coldest you've had, Brooms?
I don't know. I don't think I've been very cold. Probably just a few times in England. What does it get down to in England? Minus two, minus three occasionally.
Yeah.
It's unusual to be below freezing, isn't it?
Mm.
But occasionally it gets there. But no, the cold doesn't bother me too much. What I really like about Spain is the amount of sunshine, even in the winter. Even today, it's a crisp, cold day, but brilliant sunshine.
Mm.
It's just absolutely fantastic.
I agree. It's great when you're out in the sun and it warms you up a bit more.
But I am looking forward to February, March, the springtime, when it's not sweltering like the summer, but it's not cold. It's warm, pleasant, sometimes cool, and it's lovely. We are coming towards the end of our podcast. Wonder what type of weather do you prefer? You prefer the hot or the cold? I'd imagine most of you, being Spaniards, you prefer the summer. But I know I've had some students that do prefer the winter. So let us know. We'll put this podcast with key vocabulary and questions on our blog, and you can leave a comment there or on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you. Bye for now.